This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Last week, over 600 delegates from Australia and overseas attended the first Better Together conference, exploring issues facing the LGBTI movement, bringing together diverse voices from across our communities, and discussing what it would mean to work better together and how we could achieve this. What would a more inclusive LGBTI conversation look like? One of the big themes that was talked about in the conference was that the lesbian and gay communities need to do more work to become better allies to the bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. But how could they do that? Ian Muchamore spoke to trans advocate Sally Tia Conning, president of Organisation Intersex International Australia, Morgan Carpenter, and queer artist and advocate for Bi Voices, Danny Weber, at the conference, and asked how the LNG communities can better support the ITBs.
The community has still got a divide in it. There's the lesbians and the gays, and I quite often use the acronym slightly differently. I say LGBIT. Lesbians, gays, and don't forget the other bit. And I think we are becoming more accepted, but we are still not on the fringe, but we're still getting there as being part of the five main letters of the acronym. I've had people actually look at me today, and I'm thinking, I'm part of the community. Why are you looking at me? And I think, I know why you're here, because you need to be, because you've still got so much to understand and learn. That trans people are part of the community, gender diverse people are part of the community, bi, intersex, we're all part of a community. It's not just about the lesbians, it's not just about the gays, it's about the lot of us together.
One of the biggest things is not assuming people's gender and sexuality. Mm-hmm. The same way lesbians and gays don't want to be assumed as heterosexual, just meeting someone, using neutral pronouns and not assuming who they might be attracted to, even if they are at an LGBT+ conference, there can be such a default to homosexuality in these spaces and monosexuality. So actually having an open mind about the huge variety there is in the rainbow community is really important.
Well, I think we do have to work together, and I think that there are many advantages in doing that. But it's also true to say that there have been many failings in working together as well. A lot of that comes from different assumptions that people have about what it means to be a member of those populations. Like for an intersex population, we are an incredibly diverse population with at least 40 different intersex variations. Most of which are genetic. What we share in common is this experience of being born with sex characteristics that differ from medical norms for female or male bodies. So we can be hugely diverse. And we're often pigeonholed as some issue about sexual orientation or about gender identity. And those kind of categories and categorizations have not met our needs.
I think that marriage equality the other last year, now, it was mainly for L and G, the trans community, the gay and the bi, the lesbians and all the rest of us. We all stood there and fought with you. I think a lot of the lesbian and gay people are going to sit back now and say, we got what we want, and it's going to be left up to us to fight for what we want. The lesbian and gays need to get out of their comfy chairs and stand up and fight with us now, and that would be a great step for the total inclusion of LGBTI as a group.
Now, there are many other things that LGBT people can do, okay? I mean, and one of them is to question the lack of resources for intersex organising. Question a lack of resourcing for parents and children with intersex variations. And the lack of visibility of them and their needs in health support services for what are supposed to be LGBTI populations.
As for organisations, the most important thing is having a diverse membership and diverse leadership. So on actual boards and committees, not just having LNG people who are sympathetic to different other groups, but having people from those groups in the organising and in the leadership. And that way they can represent themselves and represent themselves in the communities as well and make sure those needs are met. I don't know every organisation, but I know historically things have been very monosexual focused. So in my experience, there does need to be more diversity, but different organisations are stronger at that than others.
But there are some challenges that arise when particularly LGBT organisations celebrate the work of doctors from hospitals for their work with trans kids, when those same hospitals are engaged in human rights violations against intersex infants, children and adolescents. This is still a massive issue, yeah. Come and talk with us. Come and find out what we need. But also talk to the organizations that are led by endosex, cisgender, lesbians and gay men. And challenge the work that they're doing and make sure that they are meeting the needs of people with intersex variations and our families, as well as the needs of trans people as well, who are also underrepresented in many of those institutions. And by endosex, what I mean is non-intersex. Yeah.
Lesbian gays, I think, need to put their arms out and welcome us and say, hey, guys. And I use guys as a collective in that case. This case. But I like to clarify, because I know a lot of people get hooty if you, especially in the gender diverse community, if you use the wrong sounding names to the wrong sounding pronouns and people, blah, blah, they still need to say, hey, you are welcome. Stop using, this is a lesbian and gay environment. It's an LGBTI environment. When they use, this is a gay, lesbian Mardi Gras. No, it's an LGBTI Mardi Gras, because we're all supposed to be in it. It's just little inclusive things like that, I think, is the key. If we're sounding like we're in it, we are in it. When they say it's the gay, lesbian Mardi Gras, I've got no intention of going. They need to say it is the LGBTI Mardi Gras or the rainbow community Mardi Gras. They've got to talk the talk and put us in the language first. It must not just say lesbian and gay this, lesbian, gay that. It's got to say lesbian, gay, trans, bi, intersex, and the rest of the bloody wheelbarrow that we are now in the alphabet. There's P plus, 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 as I heard them say here yesterday. I'm going, what the? I couldn't tell you what the plus, plus, pluses are. But I'm sure you, in a couple of years' time, you could be asking one of those plus, plus, pluses the same question you're asking me today. How do we go about being inclusive to you? It starts by the talk, the language, then the actions to follow it up.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.